This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You might have heard this before, but it bears repeating pretty much every time we talk about climate change. Transportation accounts for about 30% of all the greenhouse gas emissions in this economy. And yes, of course, electric vehicles are the future, but that infrastructure, both the cars themselves and the stations at which to charge them, it's going to take years to roll out. So let us take a look, shall we, at a piece of green transportation infrastructure that's already in place in a whole lot of cities. A new paper in the Urban Policy Journal called Cities says bike share riders in New York City saved almost 500 tons of emissions over 4 years. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at bike shares and urban transportation and how to measure the difference those bikes make.
So almost 500 tons of emissions saved isn't a lot if you compare it to how many tons of CO2 the average car emits a year, 4.6 tons, according to the EPA. But Ralph Bueller, who researches sustainable transportation at Virginia Tech, says the environmental benefits of bike shares go way beyond basic emissions numbers. For instance, in Washington, D.C.,
people actually say they have gotten rid of a car, of their second car, because they now have bike share.
Studies also show bike shares encourage people to use public transportation. They ride them to bus and subway stops.
So it facilitates a car-free or a car-light lifestyle because it's one of these mobility elements.
Success can also be measured by ridership numbers. Milwaukee's nonprofit bike share, called Bubbler, averages about 80,000 trips a year. Bubbler executive director James Davies would like to see that number break 100,000. He says the pandemic has challenged that because a third of riders are college students and office workers.
They would Bubbler to work, take a Bubbler to lunch, take a Bubbler back from lunch, and then Bubbler home.
That cuts into the third measure of success. Finances. A third of Bubbler's revenue comes from rides. The rest is made up of corporate sponsorships, grants, and local and federal funding. But some say money can't define bike share's success. Robert Noland, a professor of planning and public policy at Rutgers University, says, reminder, all transportation costs governments money.
So it's fairly cheap to put, you know, for a city or the state to subsidize these. Cheaper than, for example, subsidizing public transit.
And even cheaper than subsidizing infrastructure for cars. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.